Good morning, everyone. Are you all well? Wow, that doesn't sound good. And good morning also for those watching in the comforts of the sofa. We greet you in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Speak to God now. Speak to God. Speak to God now. Speak to God now. Hallelujah. Ask him to come and speak to you. Say, Lord, speak to me this morning. Speak to me now. Say, Father, your servant is here waiting. Send your instructions. Speak, O Lord. I am here. I am tuned. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. We are a Pentecostal church, isn't it? People of fire, people of power, people of spirit. Come on, pray now. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, here we are. Speak to our lives. Speak to us now. Speak the word of life. Speak the word of life. Father, here we are. Let our circumstances change. Let our lives be transformed in the name of Jesus. Here we are, O God, Holy Spirit. Here we are. Come and have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before I start, I had a word for a few things the Lord was saying to me when I was sitting. a word for some people here. Hallelujah. Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, he says this. It says, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. The Lord is saying, the Lord is saying, I want to turn your mourning into your sorrow, your mourning into joy. I want to lift up your spirit, the spirit of heaviness upon you now. I want to lift it so that you can rejoice and dance with joy. You can rejoice in me. The Lord is giving beauty for ashes now. So if you are here and you feel that heaviness, if you're here and then you feel that, that sorrow. Sometimes you don't even know why. Where's that come from? no purpose. But today, God is delivering you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that is for somebody. And the Lord is saying, 1, 2, 3, the countdown is set. 1, 2, 3, the countdown is set. The countdown is set. 1, 2, 3. He says, I will surprise you in the hours to come, in the days to come, in the week to come. I will surprise you. The countdown is set. Wow. The countdown is set. Surely you will see my glory. I will surprise you. Hallelujah. I mean, I know exactly some people, and I will speak to you later on, that this word is, you know, the Lord is speaking to. I don't want to embarrass people now, you know, but if you are here, just grab it. Hallelujah. Just grab it. Say, Lord, I receive it. The countdown is set. I receive it. It shall come. Suddenly, my deliverance. Hallelujah, my breakthrough. My healings. Hallelujah. The door shall open suddenly, even at home. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You see, I love to minister in spirit. I love to flow with the Holy Spirit. You know, all these things are here. You see, but it is important to be subjected, to be submitted to what He is doing in the hour now. Hallelujah. We are Pentecostal, isn't it? We believe that the Spirit moves even now, even today. Hallelujah. So to introduce my title today, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit and why do I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Why do I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. As you know, on Saturday, by the way, Alpha resumed this week. Amen. So on Saturday is the Holy Spirit Day, Alpha weekend. So and you know about this, you know that you are invited if you want a touch from the Lord. A fresh anointing, you are invited. But today we want to talk about the Holy Spirit because I believe, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, the subject of the idea of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is one of the person of the Trinity that the church know very little about. We know about God. We know about the Father. We easily relate to the Father. We know about Jesus. We easily relate to Jesus. But we don't fully understand. We don't fully know the Holy Spirit. The church or people don't know who He is. You know, I heard even the church environment, people relate to the Holy Spirit as an energy. You see, they relate to the Holy Spirit as, you know, all sorts of name. They say, you know, people don't have any problem, you know, imagining that there is a sort of power or, you know, some all sort of powerful or being, you know, somewhere there that control things or, you know, he can move, and that, you see. But who the Holy Spirit really is, people don't really know. People find it very difficult to relate to him the way we should relate to the Holy Spirit. We found it very difficult because, you know, for Jesus, we know that Jesus walked on this earth. So when we talk about Jesus, when the Bible talk about Jesus, we kind of have some image, some sort of thing that we kind of relate to, you know. Especially for those of us who are kind of visual, So, you know, relate easily to images, things like that. So we find it very easily to relate to the Holy Spirit, to God, to the Father, to Jesus. But the Holy Spirit, we don't know, because it is the Spirit that, you know, we know Spirit is Spirit, is invisible, so we don't know how to relate to him, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. But it is vital, it is so important to know how to kind of relate to the Holy Spirit, because, you know, if we are as Christian, as believers, as Jesus' disciples, if we are to live a life that will impact our surrounding, a life that will be productive, you see, we need to know how to relate to the Holy Spirit. It is so important. It is so important. It is so important. There are many recent teaching aiming at revealing who the Holy Spirit really is. However, many Christians are still puzzled by him, or by referring, or the idea of referring to him. For many charismatic Christian, the emphasis is put on being led by the Spirit. Yes, being filled with the Spirit. You know, being filled with the Spirit, being empowered with the Spirit, or by the Spirit. Yes, we love talking that way. You know, we need the Holy Spirit. Yes, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But who the Holy Spirit? Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Do we really try to understand who is the Holy Spirit? So when we embark ourselves onto that journey of discovering who the Holy Spirit is, then we discover that he wants to reveal himself to us more. He wants us, he desires us. He desires you more than you long for him. You know, he desires to draw you in that secret place. He desires to lead you. He desires to invest in you. And only when you start, you know, discovering who he is, then your perspective about the Holy Spirit start changing, and you start aligning yourselves that way, so that, you know, you can be a true vessel of the Master. Hey, I want the Holy Spirit, but I want to know him. 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 He desires to lead you, to teach you, to journey with you. He desires to reveal the purposes of his activities to you. You see, people want to see healing. But we want to see healing. Yes, we need healing. People want to see miracle, you know. But every time when God does something, you know, there is a purpose behind. You know, and when we kind of focus into on the idea of being filled by or with the Holy Spirit, we miss out, you know, about the revelation of the purpose of his activities, you know. But this is where he wants us to be. Because when you understand the purposes of his activities, you know, you start becoming, you start behaving, you start, you know, acting just like the Holy Spirit. You start talking just like him. The Holy Spirit, he desires to impact your life. So what is this saying? What is this saying now? What's the Holy Spirit saying now? He's saying, come. Come to me. Come, my child. Do not be afraid. Come. I love you. Come. Come with me. Do not be afraid. My teaching will make you wise. My teaching will make you wise. My child, for with me, you will soar on wings like eagles. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Come, do not be afraid. Come, do not be afraid. Come, do not be afraid. You know, the Holy Spirit is one of the best thing, if I can, you know, talk like a human so that we understand. The best thing that can ever happen to the Christian. You know, because Jesus knew he had a mission. His mission is to come and fulfill something. You know, so it was pre-planned. It was predestined that Jesus will walk on this earth, will be born from the virgin and live. And have his ministry, raise his disciples, and die at the cross, and leave this earth. It was planned. It was destined, predestined. Hallelujah. So, Jesus never meant to dwell with the disciple forever in flesh. No. So, the best thing that can happen to the disciples is the Holy Spirit being made available or making himself available to us. That's the best thing that could happen to us. So, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is he, the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? I've got this book here. I know the time and, you know, the teaching about the Holy Spirit is so rich. You see, so this book is called Holy Fire from R.T. Kendall. Okay, you can get it from Amazon. I would recommend this. It is so empowering. It is so simple. It is so, you know, very, very interesting. You need it. Okay, you need it. And if you promise to return it within one week, I can borrow you this one as well. But you need your own copy. It's very interesting. Okay, Holy Fire by R.T. Kendall. So who is the Holy Spirit? Now, when we go on that journey to discover the Holy Spirit, we need, you know, we need to dwell in both the Old Testament and also the New Testament, okay? So we start from the beginning. We start from the Old Testament. All right. So what does the Old Testament tells us about the Holy Spirit? Now, the Spirit, the word Spirit in the Old Testament is translated from the Hebrew word Ruach. Have I said it well? Ruach. Yeah, Ruach. Yeah, so that's the word that translates, you know, Spirit. And Ruach always carries the idea of breath being blown out. Okay? This could be gently or with power, a dynamic activity that can destroy or create life. Okay, now let me put this in context for you. Remember in Genesis 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. Now, you know what it means, hovering. It's like, you know, this sort of activity. You know, when, for example, when the helicopter want to take off, you see that those, how you call it? Propellers. Okay. Yeah, you know it. So, and then what happened? It start blowing and you see it creates some sort of, you know, energy, some sort of, you know, activities. And then you got something like this. And then, but in a controlled environment, you know, it's not out of control. All right. So that's what the word hovering in this context mean. So the Spirit of God was hovering. Okay. And what happened? Right after that, we start seeing the creation taking place. And God says, let it be. And then we see what we enjoy today, include human being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Then the Bible says that for human being, he blew his breath into it. And then man was formed. Hallelujah. So, in the Old Testament, when we talk about, or when the Holy, the Old Testament talk about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, you know, there are four symbols that is represented, a sort of picture word. So we've got the first one, we've got water. Water is the symbol of God blessing and spiritual refreshment. You can see that in Isaiah 55 verse 1. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, says the Lord. So the Spirit is pictured in the Old Testament as water. And we know water is essential for life. Water is vital for washing and cleansing. Amen. Now, I have to, you know, please buy that book. and read, you will discover amazing things. Things that will blow your mind. Number two, fire. Fire. So more effective than water, fire is the symbol of purifying or refining aspects of the spirit. And we see that in Isaiah 6, verse 6 to verse 9. He said, woe to me, woe to me, for I saw the Lord. And the Bible says that, very quickly, the cherubim just grab the fire and put it on Isaiah's tongue and declare that now you've been made whole. You are sanctified. You are purified. Now you are fit for the purpose. You are fit to be used by the master. Hallelujah. Now, remember the pillar of fire during the night and the pillar of clouds during the day when God was leading the his people out of Egypt. Remember that? Moses, his encounter with God, the burning bush. Okay, so fire is also a symbol of the spirit. Number three, we've got oil. It's used in the Old Testament for cooking, for providing light, for healings, for anointing the priests and kings. Priests and kings for the service. Also, we have a dove. It is used for food. It is also used as a sacrifice. In fact, in Leviticus, you see those who cannot afford lamb, goat, such expensive animal for the sacrifice, they can offer dove. They can offer dove. So it provides the opportunity for the poor to be represented on the altar. Amen? That is powerful. That is powerful. Dove also was used to carry messages. So they write and tie the message on them, and then they will fly to deliver the message. So those are symbols we find in the Old Testament about the Holy Spirit. There's more we can talk about, but the time. Okay, so please carry on studying and researching. Okay. Now, the next place we want to look at about in terms of our discovering of the Holy Spirit. Right? We want to look at the New Testament now. So, in the New Testament, there is also a word that is translated that we have today as a spirit. So, that word is pneuma. That's the Greek word, pneuma. Okay? And this word has the same connotation with ruach. I'm helping you there. He's doing his degree. So, same connotation with the Hebrew word, and also carry the meaning of powerful wind, as well as a personal spirit. So this is where, we kind of move one step further. Okay, and things become more interesting. In the New Testament, we see now that the Holy Spirit is not just that wind. It's not just that fire. You know, those things we just talked about. But it is also, or he is also, that personal spirit. The personal spirit. Okay? The perfect example of this is in that conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus. Remember that? Jesus with Nicodemus. And then he said, the wind blows wherever it pleases. The wind blows. Now, the wind blows. Follow this. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. Yeah? Now, he said, so it is with everyone born with spirit, with the spirit. So it is with everyone born with the spirit. So now, you see, Jesus is telling Nicodemus here now that, look, you see, all these attributes of the Holy Spirit we've seen in the New Testament, because these people they know the Lord, they know the Torah. You see, all these things that you know about him, okay, it is so with those who are born by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that personal aspect is added. The New Testament reveal the Spirit as eternal Spirit. The eternal Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of our God. Make it more personal. The Spirit of glory and of God. The Spirit of our Father. The Spirit of his Son. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of Christ. Jesus talk about, or the New Testament talk about, the Spirit of adoption. The Spirit of adoption. He has, you know, the capacity, the ability. No, in him is the power to make gentle sons or gentles partakers of the same promise to Abraham. But more than that, he gave us, you know, the right to be sons and daughters. I'm looking for ways how I can describe this, and then you were like, whoa, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the Spirit of his Son. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. Wow, wow, wow. The Spirit of truth. We come to that. He is the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of grace. So all these are described in the New Testament. And I have references for those. And you could have it. So who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Number one, so I'm just going to limit that to few, maybe five. But we can, you know, the list is just enorm. So, the Holy Spirit, he is the Spirit of God, and he is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. You know, he is the third person of the Trinity. It doesn't make him less. No. But he is just the third person of the Spirit, the Trinity. Remember, the book of Acts shows us this or revealed this. But Peter said to Ananias, when this man lied to the, he lied. Let me read it. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? Verse 4, while it remained, was it not your own? And after you, after it was sold, was it not your own, in your own control? Why have you conceived these things in your hearts? And he said, you have not lied to men, but to God. You have not lied to men, but to God. Now remember, the verse starts from, or this passage starts from where? Why has Satan filled your heart and you lied to the Holy Spirit? And then it ended, Peter ended by saying, you have not lied to men, to us, but you lied to God. The Holy Spirit is God. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is here now. He is all powerful. The Holy Spirit is God. Hallelujah. Number two. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Talking about the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, another Paracletos. You see, Paracletos is the Greek word that is translated in the New Testament as helper, comforter, all these things. But you see, no one word can perfectly translate Paracletos. So, you know, Paracletos, in fact, Lydia, please. Now, this is Paracletos. Paracletos is the one who comes alongside. The one who comes alongside. Okay? The one who walks alongside. That is a Paracletos. So, thank you. Now, one aspect of the Paracletos here is that while he is walking alongside, he is walking exactly as Jesus walking alongside you. As Jesus walking alongside his disciples. Remember, he was there guiding them. He was there teaching them. He was there revealing things to them. Jesus was there, you know, training them, teaching them. He was there, you know, carrying them also. You see, that is the role of the Paracletos. Now, many people, especially in the charismatic world, is like, the Holy Spirit is now subjected to them. Not me, to them. You see, and you know, it's like, okay, we want healing, Holy Spirit. Oh, and then things happen. No. Paracletos take the leading aspects of this relationship as Jesus. Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on. Jesus was Paracletos. Oh, yes. Number three. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Okay. Wow. You see, when I became Christian many years ago. Now, you see, the first things I start learning about is to learn about, you know, the secret place with the Holy Spirit. You know, so I start learning about, you know, how to relate to the Holy Spirit. Now, I used to have some powerful experiences. And there was a moment I used to have, you know, it was my, you know, my beginning. So I just had, you know, a beginner's Bible, I would call it. You know, Bible with no references and just plain Bible. Okay? But I used to lock myself and study the Bible and write things down. Now, there was a moment when I kind of studied the book of Hebrew with my Bible. And then I would kind of write what the Holy Spirit is telling me, teaching me. And then I would write notes, comma, dots, and do all these things. You know, the title, subtitle, I would do my things. New Christian. And month later, somebody offered me the Thompson Bible. You know the Thompson Bible? The Thompson Bible. And it happened that I kind of look at the resume of, it's French, English word as well, of that book, the study he's done on the book of Hebrew. Wow. Almost identical what was in the Thompson and what is on my notes. Almost identical. Dots, comma, headline, the structure, almost identical. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Jesus said, but the helper, the one, the paracletos, the one who you know, come alongside. When the Holy Spirit comes, he whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said or I said to you. The Holy Spirit will teach you things. Have you ever been in a situation where, look, you know, you were just there and something was said. And you knew, and you know that this is exactly what I needed for my situation. Have you been there? Come on. Just few of you. Now, Pastor Robin, I want to see your hands. So those are the ones who work in spirit here, Pastor Robin, say. No. To be honest, he will teach you all things, Jesus said. And the teaching of the Holy Spirit comes in two parts, two aspects. I finish here. Okay? The direct and indirect. Okay? The direct is, you know, when he kind of takes you to that secret place and then you're reading something and then you know that this applies to me. You know, this applies to me, whether it is a rebuke, whether it is a word of encouragement, whether, you know, this applies to me. You've been in that situation. Indirectly, when I just said, you know, when you hear a sermon and you know that this is for my circumstance or circumstances. Hallelujah. But we finish. I've got four or five. The Holy Spirit gives power. Five, the Holy Spirit gives gift. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, why do we need him? Why do we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Number one, to fulfill that great commission, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Number two, to live a victorious life, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To impact our generation, To be powerful or a powerful witness of Jesus with signs and wonder. The Bible says it's not by might, not by spirit, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. To have joy, even under challenging situation. Hallelujah. No sorrow. To live that life, abundant life Jesus promised. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to endure. To endure, you know, suffering with joy. We need the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you need the Holy Spirit today? Do you need the Holy Spirit today? I need the Holy Spirit. Even now I need Him. Say, Lord, I need you. How I need you. Every hour I need you. My one. Do you want to help me, guys? Do you want to? Come and help. Let's sing. Let's finish with that. Come on, Lydia. You don't know that. Who knows? So who knows this song? Come on, then. Come, quick. Sorry. Anybody else know this song? Come on, guys. How I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you.
My one.
Chestnut. Oh, God. How I need you. Why don't you stand for 1 minute? Why don't you stand and say, Holy Spirit, come, I need you now. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. One more time. Lift up your hands and close your eyes. Come on, say it. How I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My heart desires. My righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that your heart desire, your desire, you long to draw us. You long to reveal yourself to us. You long to reveal who you are. You long to enter into that relationship with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you transform lives for those who will dare to trust you, to enter into that relationship with you now. Holy Spirit, do something new. Do something new, Holy Spirit. Do something new. Spirit of the living God. Transform lives. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Spirit of the living God. Hey, shebro soko rakandele bro sutarabakanta. Oh, shiri brondo loboko sata yabakaha. Father, let there be a real transformation, real change. We want to see you. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. We cannot do this work by ourselves. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 The Lord is saying, your life will take a new turn. Your life will take a new turn. From now on, your life will take a new turn. Trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. The Lord is saying, don't take your hand off my hand. Don't take your hands off my hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is giving you joy. The Lord is giving you joy. You've lost that joy. You've lost that joy. And your heart is filled with sorrow, with mourning. But He is renewing His joy now. Hallelujah. Just receive it. Just receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive the healing. Receive the healing in your body. Receive that healing in your body. Ha ha. Ha ha. The Holy Spirit, He is hovering now. He's hovering now. He's hovering now. He is hovering now. He's creating life. He's restoring those organs. He's restoring those cells in your body. He's giving you new life. Hallelujah. Receive it now. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your work. We thank you for your actions right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hosanna to you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.